understand that China does not play by the rules at all. They're sending in this last interview that I just did that we're going to release in a couple of days here on the Sean Ryan Show. It's an investigative reporter, and he was going into these fentanyl labs. He has permission that China does not play by the rules at all. They're sending in this last interview that I just did that we're going to release in a couple of days here on the Sean Ryan Show. It's an investigative reporter, and he was going into these fentanyl labs. He has permission from the Sinaloa cartels to go into these fentanyl labs, report it, and report on it because they have a PR. You know, the cartels run these PR. Do you know who's teaching these people, teaching the cartels how to make this fentanyl that's killing everyone? They're bringing chemists from China to teach them how to make the purest, strongest fentanyl there is, which is coming into the U.S. And they know this. And so what we're seeing is very effective, extremely effective, unconventional warfare happening.
You see, what happened before all this was that the Chinese were bringing in Chinese into Mexico. They have a special group of men that are dedicated to... It's like the Green Berets of the Chinese. It's unconventional warfare on the cultural level. And what they realized is that if they can go into a country and breed with that countryman, then they have control over that country. And the way that I found this out was this one Mexican guy six years ago, he called them cockroaches. And I was trying to figure out like why he had so much resentment towards the Chinese. And I finally figured out why. It's because Mexico owns the textile industry. And and Mexico is in competition with China. So rather than outcompete them, what they decided to do was breed with them. And if you don't believe me, there's Chinese all over Mexico. What they do is they send in agents to breed with the people and to own property and to create a cultural level. And this is the same thing that the Green Berets do. And what they realize is like if we can get them, the Mexicans, if we can get the Mexicans to breed with us, then they won't envy us. Because they're a half-breed. And these half-breeds, what they do is that they're raised with the ideology of half-Mexican, half-Chinese. And they make they're like the foxes. They're like the sheep, the wolf in sheep's clothing. Like they're not that bad. And so what ends up happening is the cartel ended up dealing with the Chinese because of this and realizing like, oh, you guys have licenses to get us fentanyl. This is where it all started. You guys have licenses to get fentanyl. So how do we get fentanyl and inject it with the heroin and inject it with the cocaine and inject it with everything? And the Chinese had licenses for the fentanyl to get it from Germany. And this is where I fell behind. So you can get it. So at the time, you could get fentanyl from Germany through Chinese companies. And all you had to do was just mingle with somebody who was a half-breed. Oh, yeah, my dad's a chemist. Oh, yeah, my dad's a physician. Oh, yeah, my dad's a doctor. And that's how it all started. And this is where we are today.